This is WCNO, Palm City, the good news station.
Welcome to the Positive Change Broadcast. I'm Robert Cook, and today we shall experience together a positive change.
Let's continue with part one of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
And he gave them for that purpose, so they are still modern-day apostles. It's not what most of these people think they are, but it's still modern day apostles, still evangelists. Jesus is still calling them. He's still appointing them, anointing them, equipping them, and they're out ministering. We're sons and daughters of God, just as though we've never sinned before when you become born again. And when you confess your sin and use 1 John 1:9, and you confess your sin, you're made whole. That sin never happened, as far as God's concerned. He has no remembrance of it. Our past life stopped existing, and God has made all things new. That's what they say when they say, behold, all things have become new. Now, if you get to feeling guilty and you worry about that and you don't let it go, you're just walking in self-righteousness. Now, I want to feel like I'm righteous, though. If somebody came and told you, oh, you're a righteous individual because you gave money to UNICEF, or you gave $1,000 to a church, you're righteous, then people feel better. Why? Because they want to be better in their righteousness. They want to do something. They don't want to say, God, you're not in debt to me. I'm in debt to you, Lord. I'm in debt to what Jesus did. I'm in a debt that I could never repay. But because you know why? Because that's a position of humility versus God. You have to accept me now because I gave $1,000 to the church. That's a position of self-righteousness. But we're used to earning respect. Whereas God says, I respect you because of what Jesus did. No, God, I don't want that respect, God. I want to earn my respect. I want to be able to say, I did it. I want to be able to say, I am righteous before you because of what I did. I gave this money to a church. I ministered to that person. I built this for you. I did that for you. Therefore, I'm righteous. God's not going to let that happen because it doesn't take faith. It takes faith to believe you're righteous because of what Jesus did. It takes faith to believe you've done so much that you're not worthy, you know. But man has turned his back so many times on God, he's not worthy. Let's just sum up the first three real quick. And I have a tendency to repeat things. So I want to make sure people get them. You know, six enemies of faith. One thing Satan's going to attack you in your faith at is that you are not a new creature. Nothing really happened to you. You know, you didn't get born again. Nothing changed. You still have the same thoughts. See, nothing's different. But the Bible says you have changed. You're new. You're different. All things are made new. Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Now, reading your Bible all day long is not what pleases God. Giving all your money to the poor is not what pleases God. Being in faith is what pleases God. And faith, if he moves on you with faith and say, I want you to go sow to sister so-and-so, and you won't do that, but yet you go give all your money to the poor, you haven't pleased God. But if you did that one thing and didn't give all your money to the poor, you please God because you've acted according to faith. Faith has to be the motive of the Christian, faith. We have to be moved by faith. Now, again, the failure to understand your righteousness, your righteousness is Jesus' righteousness. See, I can come more boldly to the throne of God when I realize God is wearing Jesus' glasses and he doesn't see me for all I've done, but he sees me clean and pure through the blood of Jesus. And that's a hard thing because we always want to remember what we did. Why? Because it makes us feel better, I guess. Oh, I did that, but now I'm no longer doing that. So I've cleaned myself up. So I can come before the throne of God now because I'm so clean. I can come before the throne of God because I used to do this sin. I don't do that anymore. I've conquered that sin. So now I'm clean enough to come before God. Your righteousness is filthy rags before God. You will never be clean enough to come before God unless you come through faith in Jesus Christ. You have to say, God, you know why I can stand before you? I can stand before you because of what Jesus did. He took my every sin. He lived a perfect, spotless life. I have it. But he's lived a perfect, spotless life, and I come to you in Christ Jesus, and I know that you see me, and therefore I can boldly approach the throne of grace and receive help in my time of need and grace. And that's what you need, grace. You need God's supernatural ability to perform his will in your life. You need grace. You're saved by grace, not of works, lest any man can boast. So your righteousness has no purpose to God at all. But you have to understand that you're righteous in Christ Jesus. And that way, when Satan comes against you with all those other things, when you make mistakes, and I made a mistake yesterday, and I made a mistake today, and I sinned the day before, gosh, I'm fighting this, and you know, you're back to this fighting sin theory again. But really, you're resisting sin, but yet you keep falling prey to it. You can always get back up, confess your sin, and as long as your heart is right and you're really penitent, you can say, but God still sees me through Jesus. And you can still keep going and say, Father, help me. Father, help me. Strengthen me. Show me in the Word what I need to meditate and study to change. And the change will come. One thing will get out that you were doing wrong. Another thing will get out. And each year and each day and each week, you'll progressively get closer to the image and the stature of Christ.
Hello, this is Robert Cook, inviting you to meet me at Joy Faith Christian Center, Sundays at 11 a.m. at the Palm Beach Lakes High School. For more information, find us on the web at www.joyoffaith.com. You can listen to today's program again on your smartphone or on your computer online at www.joyoffaith.com. I look forward to meeting you in person this week at Joy Faith Christian Center, where you'll experience excellence in ministry and excellence in living.
And I made a mistake today, and I sinned the day before. Gosh, I'm fighting this, and you know, you're back to this fighting sin theory again. But really, you're resisting sin, but yet you keep falling prey to it. You can always get back up, confess your sin, and as long as your heart is right and you're really penitent, you can say, but God still sees me through Jesus. And you can still keep going and say, Father, help me. Father, help me. Strengthen me. Show me in the Word what I need to meditate and study to change. And the change will come. One thing will get out that you were doing wrong. Another thing will get out. And each year and each day and each week, you'll progressively get closer to the image and the stature of Christ. And remember, Ephesians 4:11 tells us that after Jesus ascended upon high, he gave apostles, evangelists, prophets, pastors, and teachers. Four, he gave the five, we call them the fivefold ministry gifts. He gave apostles, evangelists, prophets, pastors, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints to do the work of the ministry, for the edifying or the building up of the body of Christ. And he gave them how long until we all come into the knowledge of the Son, Jesus Christ, and that we walk in the fullness and the measure of Christ. So are there still apostles today? How long did he say? He gave apostles, evangelists, pastors, prophets, and teachers for the perfecting of the saints to do the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Are all the saints doing the work of the ministry? Is all the body of Christ edified? Nope, not yet. Are we all walking in the fullness and the measure and the stature of Christ? Not yet. And he gave them for that purpose, so they are still modern day apostles. It's not what most of these people think they are, but it's still modern day apostles, still evangelists. Jesus is still calling them. He's still appointing them, anointing them, equipping them, and they're out ministering. We're sons and daughters of God, just as though we've never sinned before when you become born again. And when you confess your sin and use 1 John 1:9, and you confess your sin, you're made whole. That sin never happened, as far as God's concerned. He has no remembrance of it. Our past life stopped existing, and God has made all things new. That's what they say when they say, behold, all things have become new. Now, if you get to feeling guilty and you worry about that and you don't let it go, you're just walking in self-righteousness. Now, I want to feel like I'm righteous, though. If somebody came and told you, oh, you're a righteous individual because you gave money to UNICEF, or you gave $1,000 to a church, you're righteous, then people feel better. Why? Because they want to be better in their righteousness. They want to do something. They don't want to say, God, you're not in debt to me. I'm in debt to you, Lord. I'm in debt to what Jesus did. I'm in a debt that I can never repay. But because you know why? Because that's a position of humility. Versus God, you have to accept me now because I gave $1,000 to the church. That's a position of self-righteousness. But we're used to earning respect. Whereas God says, I respect you because of what Jesus did. No, God, I don't want that respect, God. I want to earn my respect. I want to be able to say, I did it. I want to be able to say, I am righteous before you because of what I did. I gave this money to a church. I ministered to that person. I built this for you. I did that for you. Therefore, I'm righteous. God's not going to let that happen because it doesn't take faith. It takes faith to believe you're righteous because of what Jesus did. It takes faith to believe you've done so much that you're not worthy, you know? But man has turned his back so many times on God, he's not worthy. Let's just sum up the first three real quick. And I have a tendency to repeat things, so I want to make sure people get them. You know, six enemies of faith. One thing Satan's going to attack you in your faith at is that you are not a new creature. Nothing really happened to you. You know, you didn't get born again. Nothing changed. You still have the same thoughts. See, nothing's different. But the Bible says you have changed. You're new. You're different. All things are made new. Number two, a failure to understand who you are. If you should read those in whom, in him. I'm serious. Study that. Read that. I go through it every so many years myself to remind myself of it. Go through that and see who you really are in Christ. You'd be surprised at what ministers have told you and things that you thought that the Bible does not teach. The Bible teaches that you are somebody. You are the second highest. You are the highest creation in the universe. And you're the second highest being in the universe, just under God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We are higher than the angels. We are higher than the devil. We are higher than all animals. We are somebody. Nobody can rule and reign over us as children of God. There's nothing out there that can, that'll do something for your attitude. I tell you, that would do something for the attitude. And the third point we covered was that, you have to understand that your righteousness is in Christ Jesus. And that's why, even though you know you make mistake after mistake, you know you do that. I know you do that. You know I do that. We all know we aren't perfect. But you know what? We're still righteous before God, and we're still able to come boldly to the throne of God and receive grace to help in the time of need. It's because of Jesus. It's all because of Jesus. And if you meditate that till you realize that, you will have a lot more open heart to say, yes, I can lay hands on the sick and they recover. God would trust me with that supernatural power. Instead of saying, no, he never will use me. I'm just a little Christian sitting on the back burner there. I'm not really somebody. I'm really just nobody. I mean, I don't read the Bible a lot. I don't do all that. But you know what? All those things are not what make you righteous. You're righteous in Jesus and in Jesus alone. And there are a lot of people I know who I may know more word than they know, but they're doing a lot more than I do. Why? Because first of all, they may not have knowledge of it. And the other thing is they might step out on faith more than I do. God unctions them to do something, and they go out and do it. Because God uses some of the, naturally speaking, some of the least intelligent natural people, and they're doing so much more than the naturally intelligent people. I'm talking about Christians. Why is that? Because their heart is to obey the word more than our heart. God says, I love obedience far more than sacrifice. I'd rather you obey me than to go out and sin and then try and sacrifice. Kill a few doves, cut throats of a few lambs. I'd rather you just obey me. Obedience is better than sacrifice. Let's bow our heads in prayer. Father God, we thank you so much for the word. We thank you that the Holy Spirit will continue with us as we leave, to inspire us, to direct us, to guide us. We thank you, Lord, that we will have an interest in our hearts to be drawn closer to the word, and as the song said, to know more of you, Jesus, to get to know you better. And that's our desire every morning, is to know you better and better. In Jesus' name we pray, amen.
Today's message has been part one of the two-part series titled, Six Enemies to Faith.
The Positive Change Broadcast is a listener-supported ministry. Take a moment and log on to www.joyoffaith.com. Click on the online giving tab and set up an automatic recurring monthly gift of $50 or $25 to support the Positive Change Broadcast. Your generous gift helps us to continue ministering the word to your family and many others each weekday morning. So consider this program's value to you and schedule your support today. Make a difference by giving generously. Joy Faith Christian Center is located at Military Trail, two blocks south of 45th Street in the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. Come this Sunday and be a part of our worship service at 11 a.m. You'll experience praise and worship, practical and useful teaching in a comfortable, casual setting, and a warm welcome from the Joy Faith family. Joy Faith is an awesome church for you to learn the Word of God, develop your spiritual gifts and talents with believers just like you. So meet me this Sunday at 3505 Shiloh Drive in West Palm Beach, Florida, 33407. I look forward to greeting you in person this Sunday at the Palm Beach Lakes High School Performing Arts Auditorium. I'm Robert Cook. Thank you for joining me today. I believe you've got something that you can use to make a positive change in your life.
Antioch RV Rentals, a corporate underwriter of WCNO, is a Christian-owned and